I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. Each year, the New World Symphony turns out talented and confident musicians, all of whom are ready to jump headfirst into the competitive world of professional music ensembles. And after 3 years with the New World Symphony, violinist Alexandra Early is preparing to join those daunting and competitive ranks of the professional classical musician. She's got something special, though, something she thinks will really set her apart.
The one thing that has really set all of us up here for careers as professional orchestral musicians is the schedule. You know, we are held to the same artistic standards as professional orchestral musicians, and we have to keep up the pace of orchestral musicians, meaning that each week we're preparing a completely new program, giving, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 concerts each weekend. It's standard, you know, sometimes very difficult repertoire, and we have to keep up.
That's third-year violin fellow Alexandra Early. She's a St. Paul, Minnesota native, and when she's not busy preparing the hours of repertoire she needs to prepare for performances with the New World Symphony, she's preparing for the countless auditions she needs to take in order to win a job with a professional ensemble. She hopes that someday that professional ensemble will be back home in Minnesota.
The Minnesota Orchestra would be my dream orchestra. I started as a musician in Minnesota, where I grew up, and being in that arts community there, surrounded by both the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and the Minnesota Orchestra, it's basically the most ideal arts community I could, you know, imagine being a part of.
Alexandra actually began participating in that Minnesota arts community as a dancer. She started ballet lessons when she was 3 and kept up with it throughout high school. Even though she ultimately chose to pursue a career as a violinist, Alexandra thinks there's a really interesting and really necessary connection between music and physical activity.
That need to move and be very physically active and also physically expressive had to take some shape in my life as a musician. And I think you'll find that with a lot of musicians, that's the case. There are many athletes here at the New World Symphony. We're all a very active bunch, and I think that comes from, you know, this, you have to have a certain amount of energy to be a musician, and you need to channel that in very productive ways if you're going to keep up.
And it's not just the musicians who have to keep up. The classical music world is rapidly changing, and Alexandra firmly believes that the New World Symphony is more than just keeping up with those changes.
The way classical music used to be in society isn't really working anymore. So places like New World are really taking it upon themselves to make classical music much more relevant to today's very quickly changing audiences. One of the biggest things that New World has done in just the past, basically a year now, has been to open this wonderful New World Center designed by Frank Gehry. And I think the most significant thing for perpetuating the future of classical music is these wall cast concerts that we give. I should say we broadcast concerts onto this screen. And then they hear this high quality sound, they see this high quality picture, and they're really immersed in the classical music experience. However, they're able to do that on their own terms. They can bring a picnic dinner and a bottle of wine. They can stretch out on a picnic blanket. Their kids can run around. They can bring their dogs. So it removes that whole layer of snootiness that is sometimes associated with the concert hall experience, where please turn off all your cell phones and electronic devices and sit still and don't cough and don't move and don't breathe. It gets rid of that whole layer and allows people to just enjoy the music the way they feel they want to.
That's Alexandra Early, a violinist in her third and final year with the New World Symphony. And I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.